All right, good morning. Time for First Thoughts. 14 in front of 6 o'clock, a chilly 7 above 0, 5 above at the airport in Eau Claire. And my first thought this morning is, why do we live here? Yes, I uttered those words to my wife last night. We were both born here. I don't know, she was born, I think, in Menominee raised in Maiden Rock. In fact, for Christmas Eve, right, we were back at her parents' house, the same house that she's, her folks have lived in her whole life. So that's kind of a cool deal. Maiden Rock, Plum City, small area, but when I mention it, people who are familiar go, oh, beautiful. Yeah, the Bluffs it is. I was born in West Allis, grew up in Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, came to Eau Claire for college, been here ever since. But why do we live here? Now, some people have said, I heard one of our board members for Teamwork Africa say recently, you know what, I like winter and I'm not going to shy away from it. Okay. I just, cold and the snow and basketball. I like basketball. I guess it's a winter sport. Called a game yesterday. Fun game, exciting game. Chahai boys came up short against visiting Wausau West, 56-53. Another doubleheader today. It was a tripleheader yesterday on Wogo Sports. Doubleheader today. The Denny Laramie Invitational. I knew Denny in my days covering Max Sports, and it was fun to get a tribute, some tribute comments from Jason Prue, the Chahai boys head coach and McDonald alum, about Denny. Maybe we'll bring that back in our news here this morning. So it's at some point. We still have news ahead at 6, 7, and 8 following the SRN news. Anyhow, that's a little bit of my thought. Like, why do you live here? I mean, I guess we were born here. You stayed here. I got to say, my two best winters were the years we were in Liberia, 2016 and 2017. Those years, you know, as they bridged over 2017 and 2018, those were my best winters. For sure. So, all right. Well, we endure. And I guess the reasons I live here are more like spring, summer, and fall. Fantastic. Okay. Also, today in history, 1924, Edwin Hubble announced the existence of other galaxies. You've heard of the Hubble telescope. Huh. Yeah. 101 years ago today. Also, on this day, in 2012, the opening of Line 6 of the Beijing subway made it the longest metro network in the world at 275 miles. And pioneering journalist and TV personality Barbara Walters died on this day in 2022 at the age of 93, 3 years ago. As Saturday Night Live parodied her with Gilda Radner, it was Baba Wawa. So, okay. And I have increasingly found, though, I'll think of these references to the 70s, whether I'm doing sports or something. For instance, yesterday I thought of a guy who played at Milwaukee Lincoln High School because one of the kids for Chippewa Falls, Drew Thornton, hit a long three-pointer. And I said, that's like downtown. I didn't say this. I caught myself. It reminded me of downtown Freddie Brown, who played for the Seattle SuperSonics, who made back-to-back finals under head coach Lenny Wilkins in the late 70s. Won one, lost one. Dennis Johnson, Gus Williams in the backcourt. DJ went on to be on the Celtics, winning a title or two there with Larry Bird in the 80s. But if you reference that like I just did, you just sound old. There's no way to do that. But what do you do? I'm a living, breathing human being, and I have that memory. And you just kind of want to say to the younger people, it wasn't that long ago, really. Our morning devotion from Brennan Manning's Ragamuffin Gospel is day three of the 19-day Mercy's Retreat, and today is Jesus wants to enter into deep friendship with you, and it reads like this. If you grew up in Sunday school, you remember the story of Jesus calling a runt of a man named Zacchaeus down from a tree with the news, Zacchaeus, I want to have dinner in your house today. In the Jewish tradition, to say I want to have dinner with you means I want to enter into friendship with you. Even today, an Orthodox Jew will not invite you to his home to dinner unless he wants to enter into friendship or deepen an already existing friendship. It's a very sacred encounter. Brennan says, that's good to recall, by the way, every time you receive communion. Jesus Christ is the host, and when he invites you to come to his table, he's declaring, I want to enter into a deeper friendship with you. Zacchaeus, as you might also remember, was a greedy, disrespected lowlife. He collected taxes for Rome from his own people and kept a kickback for himself. If you've seen The Chosen, you know how Matthew is profiled, right? By his enthusiastic response to Jesus, we can guess he didn't get invited to deeper friendship very often. Writes Brennan, when Peter wrings his hands over Jesus' unfortunate social choice, Jesus reminds him and us too of his mission. He says, I did not come to call the just, I came to call sinners. See Luke 19:10. Final paragraph, the gospel is not for the good guys with the white hats. It's for poor, weak, sinful men and women with Hereditary faults and limited talents. People like you, people like me. And on Judgment Day, our lives will be measured solely in terms of our personal relationship with the risen Jesus. The Lord is going to ask each of us a question that will encompass all other questions, says Brennan. Did you believe that I loved you, that I desired you, that I waited for you day after day? Closing comment from Carl Rahner, or Rainer. May you alone enlighten me. You alone speak to me. May all that I know apart from you be nothing more than a chance traveling companion on the journey toward you. All right. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, warmed up to 8 degrees already. We're having a great time this morning. In an hour or less from now, your chance to win in Tuesday Trivia, another chance to win one more time this year, second to last day of the year, New Year's Eve. So I'm on YouTube this morning looking for some Milwaukee Bucks audio for sports. And lo and behold, I come across this. It says, if Solomon sang Ecclesiastes in folk, it would sound like this. And I'm interested. And it runs over an hour. And somebody, I don't know, it looks like it's AI. And basically, it's the idea of, and it's under the category of Bible folk. I don't know. This has 37,600 subscribers. And basically, it is somebody's taken, like he sings the entire book of Ecclesiastes. This goes over an hour and 20 minutes. So I will not play the whole thing, obviously. But, and in fact, it's continued to play. I had it all queued up here at about 14 seconds, ready and raring to go. And so now trying to get it back this morning, right to the starting point. So let's give it a listen. If Solomon sang Ecclesiastes in folk, it would sound like this.
The wind it blows, then slips away. The sun still rises day by day. The work of man, the toil of hands, it fades like dust upon the land. Vanity, vanity, the preacher cries, chasing the wind beneath the skies. Riches and crowns, they turn to sand. All is vanity in this land.
So kind of a different way to take in the word, huh? If Solomon sang Ecclesiastes in folk, it would sound like this. There you go. You can listen to the entire book of Ecclesiastes this way. I think I may do that. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and New Year's Eve today on the program. And so we have for you some traditions, the way that many countries, they have traditions that they believe will bring them, you know, a good new year.
For instance, in Spain, when the clock strikes midnight, people eat 12 grapes.
Huh.
One grape for every stroke of the clock to represent each month in the year. Each grape is said to bring good luck in the new year. Eating 12 grapes, okay. That's, I'm done with that.
I never heard that before. In Belgium, farmers wish their animals a happy new year for blessings.
I guess we could say a happy moo year for the cows
there
here
go.
In Wisconsin. In Romania, the Romanians have a tradition of listening to hear if the farm animals talk on New Year's Day. So two farmer-related traditions. If the animals talk, it is considered bad luck. Huh. Not sure if that's happened yet, other than in a George Orwell novel.
Apparently, you don't want Dr. Doolittle there because maybe they would hear him. In Denmark, it is a tradition to throw old plates and dishes against the doors of friends and neighbors. Wow.
I love this.
Finding a large pile of broken china on your doorstep on New Year's morning is actually a great sign.
See, that's my heritage is Denmark, so that's probably why I'm just like, I would love to break china. Things that folks do around the world for New Year's traditions. In Brazil, many people head to the beach at midnight. To gain good luck, they jump over 7 individual waves in the ocean. For every wave jump, they're allowed to make 1 wish for the new year. So you can get up to 7 wishes.
Ha! Wow. In Estonia, people traditionally try to eat 7, 9, or 12 meals on New Year's Day. Wow, really?
This one not sponsored by Livia.
Yeah, these are considered lucky numbers. It's believed that for every meal consumed, the person will gain the strength of that many for the following year. Many men.
Wow. So eat 12 meals and you gain the strength of 12 dudes?
I guess.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's like we want to do the opposite here, right? We're looking to lose weight starting the new year. So
New Year's traditions, a couple more. The onion is a symbol of rebirth and growth in Greece because it can sprout even when it's not in the soil. Families hang a bundle of onions on their front door on New Year's Eve. On New Year's morning, parents wake their children by gently tapping them on the head with the onions before heading to church.
Crazy. I have truly hardly heard of any of these before. And finally, same. In the Philippines, roundness symbolizes prosperity, representing coins. People celebrate by wearing polka-dotted clothes, filling their pockets with coins, and displaying 12 different round fruits on the dining table to ensure wealth and health for all 12 months of the year.
The world is a fascinating place. Yeah. I had no idea about most of these. I love these traditions. Not sure if I'm going to, you know, throw China at my neighbor, but still pretty interesting. It's Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show. As Havel mentioned, last time for 2025, we bring you a chance to win. The number to call, 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Two items for you this morning. We've got the album My Tribe from Blessing Offer. That could be yours in combination with this really cool tumbler, like water bottle tumbler from Jamie MacDonald. And I'm always going to try to say McDonald, but it's MacDonald, M-A-C. So Jamie MacDonald, and I'm just going to keep saying it myself until I get it right. But it's a Left It in the River tumbler water bottle along with the My Tribe album from Blessing Offer. Yours, if you can call and answer this question at 715-723-2555. There are almost 500,000 of these in the United States. 500,000 what? There are almost 500,000 of these in the United States. 715-723-2555 to guess.
All right, that's quite a few. What is it? 723-2555, 723-2555. Your last chance to win this year from us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Although I guess if we get a winner, we could do something on Win It Wednesday.
I suppose, too. Yeah, true.
And this is your last show of the week with us.
It is. Yeah. There are almost 500,000 of what in the United States? Almost 500,000 of these. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for this pretty cool tumbler, metal tumbler, water bottle, and the Blessing Offer CD as well. 715-723-2555 if you have a guess about what there might be almost 500,000 of in the U.S.
Yeah. All right, we're starting to get a call here on the WIB Wake Up Show at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jamie from Mondovi.
Hey, Jamie.
How about cities?
Cities. Almost 500,000 cities in the United States.
Good guess, but that's not it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call from Mondovi. Call us back at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses, so guess away.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mike from Thorpe.
Hey, Mike.
Is it flu viruses?
You know, it seems like there's a lot of different strains, especially this time of year.
That's a lot of different strains. That's not it. Thanks for trying.
Good to hear from Mondovi and Thorpe so far. Where will we hear from next? It's 723-2555 Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Emil from Glen Flora. I was wondering if it's millionaires.
Is it millionaires? There are almost 500,000 millionaires in the United States. Is that it?
There's more and more of them, I guess, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thanks, Emil. Good to hear from Glen Flora as well, adding to the list.
All guys so far. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron Fall Creek. Is it churches?
Is it churches? Almost 500,000 churches in the United States.
Could that be it? Sorry, Ron.
Again, though, the streak of guys continues. The men up and at them here for Tuesday Trivia.
They say women are the majority of Christian radio listeners. I think we're doing pretty good.
Indeed.
Getting the guys. 723-2555. Ladies, you're welcome to call as well as the guys. 723-2555. Almost 500,000 of what in the U.S.? We've had some good guesses from all over the place, but no right answers yet for our not one, but two prizes.
Almost 500,000 of these in the United States. 715-723-2555. It's not cities, flu viruses, millionaires, or churches. What's your guess?
Are you guys all guessed out until after 8:15? All right, they say no. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Fall Creek again.
Is it Ron?
Christian radio station.
Christian radio stations.
That's a lot of them.
And I, in looking at research on the industry, I believe it's just about the fastest growing format in radio is contemporary Christian music, which is exciting.
Could that be it? Sorry, Ron. All right. All right, we'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Lena from Venice.
You're our first female listener to try. What do you think here today?
Is it lakes?
Is it lakes?
Yeah.
10,000 in Minnesota. We have more than that in Wisconsin. Are there 500,000 lakes in the United States? I see where you're tracking there, Lena, but not what we're looking for.
Down to two more guesses before we push it off till after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Audrey, and I'm calling from Glen Flora.
All right, Audrey.
And is the answer cell phones?
Is it cell phones?
Let me just say we're big in Glen Flora today. Could that be it? Sorry, not cell phones.
What do I know about Glen Flora? Artisans, right? Yeah, artisans, right. Is up there.
That's the place, yeah. Our buddy Keith Tompkins worked for them for the years. All right, you're our last guest until after 8:15. Is this Linda in Chippewa Falls?
It is. Good morning, Mark and Keith.
Good morning.
I would think maybe people that are trying to sell their homes.
Okay.
All right. People trying to sell their homes.
Yeah.
500,000 of these in the United States.
That's a great
Makes sense.
Could that be it? Sorry, Linda.
Good guesses. We'll give you another shot coming up after 8:15 to win these two prizes. Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia. 715-723-2555. We are working on this question. There are almost 500,000 of what in the United States? There are almost 500,000 of these in the United States. What could it be? 715-723-2555. Two prizes for you. The newest album from Blessing Offer called My Tribe. And then a cool, like, tumbler water bottle from Jamie McDonald. It says Left in the River. Left it in the river on there. And, yeah, great for your hot or cold beverages. We'll give you both of those prizes if you can call in at 715-723-2555. And be the first person to get this question correct. Again, almost 500,000 of what in the United States?
All right, 723-2555. We had some great guesses after 745. A little quiet after 8:15, so let's see if we can pick it up again here. These are two terrific prizes.
Indeed. We've heard from Mondovi, from Thorpe, from Glen Flora, Fall Creek, Prentice, Chippewa Falls. A lot of guys calling in early on. Uh-huh. And then we had Lena and Linda who jumped in to say, hey, the ladies are willing to guess as well, too. Almost 500,000 of what in the United States? There are almost 500,000 of these in the good U.S. of A. What could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Good to hear from you. Okay.
It sounds like a dial tone.
I really thought I had a fish on the hook there.
Almost 500,000 of these in the United States. What is it?
Let's try it again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Whitney from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Whitney.
What do you think?
Is it landlines?
Is it landlines? Still kind of hanging out there.
It's kind of maybe the numbers dropped a lot, but still maybe at 500,000 or so. Sorry, Whitney.
Thank you, Whitney. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Almost 500,000 of these in the United States.
Don't be afraid to call and go on the air, 723-2555. We'll take you live right on the radio. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda, what do you think?
Ski jumps.
Ski jumps?
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, we got one notably in Eau Claire. But
yeah, Silvermine.
Are there close to 500,000 of them in the country? Sorry, Linda.
Thank you for the guess. Linda, call us back, 723-2555. Almost 500,000 of these in the United States.
Tomorrow, New Year's Eve, if we don't get a right answer here, we'll try it again after 7:15, usually the clue after 7:45. We'd like to get a winner this year, and you're not going to be with us tomorrow.
Yeah, so sometime this year we'd like to get a winner.
I know.
It'd be great.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Wow, Linda, you're
Thank
good.
You, Linda. What do you think?
Post offices.
Post offices.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Could that be what we're looking for? Sorry, Linda.
Almost 500,000 of these in the United States. Other incorrect guesses, but good guesses. It's not cities, flu viruses, millionaires, churches, Christian radio stations, lakes, cell phones, people trying to sell their homes. And now, again, we've added landlines, ski jumps, post offices. None of those. Good guesses. Almost 500,000 of these. Almost 500,000 of what? In the United States.
All right. Are you guys all guessed out? 723-2555, 723-2555.
It's been all Chippewa people guessing right now.
Yeah.
Linda a couple times.
That's
Whitney
right.
from Chippewa Falls. Again, we've heard from all over, Mondovi and Thorpe and Glen Flora and Fall Creek and Prentice. But right now, Chippewa saying, yeah, we're game. We'll try. We want to win those prizes.
In the radio wars, we own the 7 o'clock hour in Glen Flora, I think.
I would say so, yes.
Yeah. All right. Last call here. Going once. Going twice. All right, we're moving on to tomorrow. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.